Welcome to the Flatiron Building. No tour of the Flatiron District would be complete without stopping at the building that gave this neighborhood its name. Most of you probably recognize it by its distinctive triangular shape. It is a common misconception that the Flatiron Building got its famous name from its similarity to a certain household appliance. But in fact, the triangular region where it is located had been known as the Flatiron prior to the building's construction. At 22 stories and 307 feet tall, the Flatiron was never the city's tallest building, but it is certainly one of the most dramatic looking. The Flatiron Building was built in 1902 and was developed to serve as the offices for the contracting firm George A. Fuller Company, which specialized in steel and skyscraper construction. Their intent was to build the first skyscraper north of 14th Street. The building was designed by a Chicago architect, Daniel Burnham. Burnham is also known for designing Washington, D.C.'s Union Station and Detroit's Ford Building. It was one of the city's first high-rise buildings. At the time it was built in 1902, many of the new high-tower buildings being constructed were built on heavy, block-like bases. However, Burnham's design here was a tower that rose directly from the street level. That was in striking contrast to the lower buildings surrounding it. Burnham's design was inspired by the French and Italian Renaissance and was designed as a vertical Renaissance palazzo with Beaux-Arts styling. It features three distinct horizontal motifs using fleur-de-lis, gargoyles, and eagles, among other adornments. The building was built around a skeleton of steel and, like a classical Greek column, was fronted with limestone at the bottom and terracotta above. It is one of the first buildings to be constructed with a steel skeleton thanks to a change to New York City's building codes in 1892, which eliminated the requirement that masonry be used for fireproofing considerations. The building was also notable for its rapid rate of construction. Once the foundation was set, the floors were built at a rate of one per week so that the floors were constructed in just 4 months. The Flatiron Building is considered to be quirky overall, and not just because of its unusual shape. At its most narrow point, it is only 6.5 feet wide. One major design flaw with the building were the bathrooms, as the building's designers failed to include any ladies' restrooms. Management had to designate bathrooms for men and women on alternating floors. Additionally, the building was originally 20 stories, but the penthouse was added 3 years later to be used as artists' studios. To reach the top floor, a second elevator had to be taken from the 20th floor. It was also built without any central heating or air conditioning, and only one staircase should there need to be an evacuation of the building. The unusual design of the building inspired widespread criticism and skepticism about whether the building would actually be stable enough to survive. Critics called the building awkward, a monstrosity, and a stingy piece of pie. They predicted that the combination of the triangular shape and height would cause the building to collapse, but it's still standing over a century later, so that shows them. Further, the Flatiron Building has become one of the most popular symbols of New York City itself. It was designated a New York City landmark in 1966 and a National Historic Landmark in 1989. It has attracted the attention of numerous artists and photographers, and the building's enduring popularity helped drive the neighborhood's transformation into a top destination for high-end restaurants, shopping, and sightseeing. It has also been featured in many films, TV shows, and commercials, including the opening for The Late Night Show with David Letterman, the Spider-Man movies, Godzilla, and Hitch. The Flatiron Building is currently vacant. The exterior is being restored, and the interior is being fully renovated to include central heating and cooling, a new sprinkler system, rooftop solar panels, and a second egress staircase.